a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The most trusted brands. Now, I missed this. It's been out. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Roy Morgan, who did the polls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They did release this, almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but, mate, I haven't seen it, and I'm sure other people haven't heard it. So give it to us. I want to know, who can I trust?
Stats for Australia's most trusted brands.
Ah.
For the 12 months up to December 23, okay? That's okay. The most recent figures that we've got. All right, so it is a few months out of date and things might have changed.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the most trusted brands. Do you want me to just do like a 10 to 1, like whip
do you
through?
Want to do you want to do your Price is Right?
My game show game music? Show I would music. Love to do that if you could just talk for a little bit
so
longer.
So I'm thinking now, what are the most trusted brands? I don't trust anyone. It's hard for me to open up and trust. So when it comes to brands...
All right, shut up. Here we go. Coming in at number 10 in the most trusted brands in Australia is Australia Post.
Ah!
Number 9, Big W. Number 8, Maya. Number 7, Toyota. Number 6, Apple. Number 5, Coles. Number 4, Kmart. Number 3, Aldi. Number 2, Woolworths. And the number 1 most trusted brand in Australia in 2023 was Bunnings.
Okay, I can see the Bunnings. I can see Aldi, right?
Yeah.
Just personally for me.
Yeah.
But Woolworths. The Woolies and Coles.
So Woolies dropped.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Woolies dropped from number 1 the year before to number 2. Isn't that a perfect example of how Australia is just in the grips of Stockholm Syndrome?
Seriously.
They are our captors and we love them for it.
Please, please still give me inflated prices. Yes, we love it.
Tell me,
don't go against the leader.
Tell me how some things are cheaper now than they were last year and then other things are more expensive so it all balances out, but you look great.
Yes.
Anyway. Good people, if they're advertising particularly.
All good people.
All good people. Yeah. All right, do you want to hear the top 10 least trusted brands?
Yes, I love this.
Or most distrusted brands, as they have put
and
it here.
And, you know, all good people.
All right. Coming in at number 10, yes, particularly if any of these guys are advertising with us at the moment.
It's on our article.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Number 10, Nestle. Was there some sort of contamination issue with Nestle?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Or did they cancel something that everybody loved? Number 9, Twitter/X.
Okay.
Coming at number 8, least trusted, TikTok. Number 7, Amazon. Number 6, Medibank. They had a breach.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5, News Corp, who coincidentally put this article out. Number 4, Telstra.
Yeah.
Number 3, Qantas. Number 2, the second least trusted brand in Australia in the last 12 months. Facebook and Meta.
Okay, my number one, I am thinking you number give, one is a service.
You give them a lot of money.
I give
year.
Them a lot of money
yep.
every month.
Yep.
I'm guessing it is this.
Mm.
Let's see how we go.
Go say it.
Optus.
Yeah, it is. It's Optus. The least trusted brand in Australia was Optus last year.
Yeah. You know how many, can I just say, every day I reckon I get about 7 unwanted phone calls and 17 unwanted emails. Mm. Ever since that breach happened? Now, I'm not saying it was that,
yeah.
but I am saying it was that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. So you were right to not trust them. However, you still keep giving them money. So.
Well, all good people, Tom.
It's Stockholm Syndrome, mate. We've got no, it's, you don't give us any options and we'll take whatever you can give us.
We're so dumb.
Bit of extra info just around the outside the top 10. Within the top 20 of the most trusted, Bendigo Bank was the only brand to move up 2 spots.
Yeah.
They're 15, ING are 18, Commonwealth Bank 19, the ABC are 17.
Okay.
SBS is 93rd.
SBS?
Most trusted. I trust
SBS.
In terms of distrusted brands, technology brands like Google was 20th. Huawei.
Who's not trusting Google? We
I know,
all use
right?
it.
Is that, yeah.
What do you mean, not
I think
trusting them?
I think it goes so far the other way. That there's
up
a
the chain.
It goes to, well, no, it goes like, we trust them with everything, so we must distrust them because they know everything. They've got all of our info. Does that make sense?
Also, you can't get everything on Google. You have to go to the, you have to get one of those torrent things
Bing,
or whatever
Bing,
they, what is it?
The dark web.
Yeah. Bing's a place to go for that.
Ask Jeeves. Where does Ask Jeeves go come in the trusted brands in Australia? Higher than you'd think.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, have you got a deck at your house?
I do have a deck, yes. It was in full swing on the weekend for Indy's 5th birthday.
Oh, well, it looked amazing.
Thank you.
That you guys popped up.
Yeah, thank you.
When you had, like, you're crazy because you had 30 kids racing around.
Yep.
Well done, you.
I said the next one will be a 21st.
Yeah. You got a deck?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do, out the front.
You keep it up, like the maintenance of it, and make sure that
not
it's
my job.
Oiled every single year.
Not my job. Jimmy does it.
Is a porch a deck? Is it a porch?
Yeah, well, it's like, what's the difference between porch and deck?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Timber, cool. Timber slats, okay. Right?
Yep. So, of course, you're supposed to regular upkeep to keep it looking schmicko. Mm. Fair to say at home, our back deck, and we've got a night where the barbecue sort of area is, not so much maintenance has gone on over the last few years.
I did notice at Dodsy's 40th, I was like, God, what's going on with this deck?
Yeah.
He did say that.
Yeah, that's fair. No, fair. Because I was arguing at the time that I'm going for the graying look.
Yeah, like, right. Just the weathered sort of.
Worn in.
It was more the I can't be bothered for multiple years sort of look I was going for. Well, finally, I've decided I have to be bothered because it's, as decks sometimes do, has that beautiful little film of like grimy, just from years of getting wet in the
algae sort of arrangement, mossy sort of gear.
It's cool when then it does get wet. Now it gets super slippery, and my kids don't have much care about anything. So I'm like, so I need to do something about this.
Yeah.
So I borrowed my sister's gurney,
nice
high pressure hose.
Mm. I don't think anyone owns a gurney. Everyone borrows a gurney.
We got money for Christmas once, and I said, this is what I want to make me a true homeowner.
Wow.
Love it.
I could have borrowed yours.
Love it.
Well, I started doing it. And for starters, it is so satisfying seeing that like film of filth get removed from your deck.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So I've spent the last 2 days here and there, stop starting, just gurneying this deck.
Ah, nice.
And just working.
Have you been drawing stuff into it? Like, you know, like a year 9 pencil case style?
Yes. When I get bored and I'm just like, oh, I need a little break from this, start drawing, start going ahead so I can then come back and look like I've done more.
Yeah, love that.
Everything like that. You know what I've learnt though? Mm. And this is my tip for you, both of you, and for everybody listening right now. Obviously, when you're gurning, high-pressure hosing, it's very wet, so you don't wear your sneakers or your runners or your shoes. Like you tend to wear bare feet or thongs. If you're going to wear bare feet, be so very, very careful. Not the slipperiness, nothing like that.
Yeah.
If you get a high-pressure hose across your toes...
Oh.
It hurts like hell.
That's the number one rule of the high-pressure hose, mate.
Oh, my God. I went across my little toe, and it's as though someone has just chopped my toe off.
Just blast the hairs off.
Oh, it was agony.
Blast the hairs off. See, this is why they ask you when you go to buy one, are you qualified to not hurt yourself with this item?
Are you competent or are you a complete moron? I did it multiple times too. Not concentrating.
Interesting you found a new way to shoot yourself in the foot. Very interesting.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking about famous people who've just popped into your workplace. You're saying Blink-182.
Travis Barker.
Thank you very much.
Kourtney Kardashian. They were rolling around Australia, just popping into various businesses. And it's because it's been almost a month now. People are like, take me back, throw back to when.
Yeah.
You know, Travis and Kourtney were here eating our pies, getting their hair cut. That kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Just dropping in and everyone lost their minds, pop it on social media. Has it happened to you? Has somebody just popped into your workplace that's famous? Corey in Werribee's on the line. Good morning, Corey.
Good afternoon.
Been a big night, has it?
Yeah. That's
just
the way I agree.
Nice. Who popped into your work, mate?
When I was working on some carnival rides down at Flinders Street, I actually had some of the cricket boys pop in. So it was David Warner, there was Alex Carey, who else was there? There was Nathan Lyon, and I can't remember the fourth one.
Just jumped on the dodgem cars.
There were a couple of kids rides there, but David Warner's miso. his wife came over with the kids.
Yeah.
And went on my ride while Warner went on one of the bigger rides.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm scared.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Were they nice to you? Yeah, Corey, I guess is what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, they were pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I just turned around and I'm like, I know I'm working at the moment, but it's good to see you here and enjoy what yous are doing.
Yeah. Aw, that's awesome.
Beautifully done, Corey.
That's good on you, Corey. Let's go to Michelle from Grovedale. Michelle, famous good person morning. At your work. Who was it? Where was it?
Where was it? I'm a dental nurse and I was working at a surgery in town about 15 years ago. And technically he didn't pop in because his mum made an appointment for him to come in.
Yeah.
But the lead guitarist from Jet, when they played the AFL Grand Final.
Yeah.
And his mum rang up and said, look, you've got to keep it quiet because no one knows he's in town.
Oh, yeah.
So he came in for a checkup. As soon as everyone realised who he was, we had girls coming in, bringing instruments in and finding excuses to come in while they're working on him. I had no idea who the guy was.
Amazing.
Very cool. They're playing the Torquay Hotel soon, Tommy.
How are his teeth? Can you remember?
Oh, gee. Reasonably good.
Okay.
It's private information, Tom.
Well, I mean,
surely the dental nurse patient confidentiality.
Statute of limitation, surely. Jen's in Geelong. Morning, Jen.
Morning.
Who's come to your work? Yeah.
Well, I'm a nanny, so I was nannying for a family and they wanted me to work for a barbecue. They were just like, oh, we're just having some people over, there'll be a few children, and I was like, no problem. So I went to the barbecue to start work and it was like Joel Salwood, Tom Hawkins. It was like the cat place list.
Yeah.
Now I'm not a football person, so I actually spent half the barbecue actually not knowing who they were.
Yeah.
And then one of the caterers told me, what an amazing guest list. I'm like, who are these people? So I was actually, like, looking after all their children like, a whole dinner without knowing who they were.
Can I ask a question? When was that, and why wasn't I invited?
That was only the last year before.
Yes.
I was... very well.
No, you were there, Lingy. She just doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Ah, yes. Every Wednesday, thanks to our mates at Stan, we like to act out a scene from a movie. Two of us will do the acting. One will do the guessing as to which movie it is. This week, it's my turn to guess. And you guys will be doing your best impression of acting.
No. It's so hard because in your brain, it's like, yeah, got this.
Oh, in my brain right now, I have nailed the voice, the accent, the laugh.
Yeah.
It's perfection.
Let us see if it plays.
Let's see. Are you ready, Tommy?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go.
At the end, we'll say scene so that we know that it's finished acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're so good.
And scene, please. Because if you just say scene, I'll think it's part of the scene.
Okay. And scene.
All right, here we go. Danny, come on. Please don't be sad for me.
Binks, is that you?
Yeah. The witches are dead. My soul's finally free. You freed me, Danny. Thank you. Hey, Max, thanks for lighting the candle.
Thackeray! Thackeray Binks!
It's Emily. I shall always be with you.
Oh, God, what is it?
Thackeray Binks, what took me so long?
And scene.
I know the Thackeray Binks thing, but I don't know what movie
Mate,
it is.
Come on. So many clues in there.
Oh, such good acting.
Such good acting. Okay, the candle, Binks, the witches are dead.
Almost felt like I was ghostly in my form.
Yeah. Thackeray Binks.
Is it something about witches or something about ghosts?
Somewhere the essence of Bette Midler was around.
Yeah, so Witches of Eastwick, is it? Or witches. Tom. Witches. Is the witches? Witches.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. My wife will be screaming at the radio.
Play it and see how good we were. Danny.
Thank you. Hey, Max. Thanks for lighting the candle. It's Emily.
Emily.
I shall always be with you.
I've never seen that movie. I'm not going to lie to you.
Neither has Cameron, but no. He got it.
But you
also told him, and he got to watch the scene beforehand.
It sucks because you just don't watch any movies ever.
I have watched movies before, just not terrible ones.
Shots fired. You're up next week with Loggy. You'd want to make it one of your good movies then.
Mate, always good movies when I'm doing them. All right, that is I Feel Seen. Thanks to our mates at Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, a big issue that's facing particularly the Surf Coast, and it's something that we have been talking about for a while because it keeps coming up in different iterations, really, isn't it?
It does.
Seismic blasting.
Yeah.
And there's a paddle out that's happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. All jokes aside that we've hit you with, Loggy, you will be getting out there.
Yeah, and I don't... doesn't that show you how much I care?
Yes.
That I'll be
yes.
in a wetsuit on a board paddling out in front of other people and people that would ridicule me like you would.
No
and
one's ridiculing
you're
you.
You're doing it because you care. You care about something that is very, very important. Somebody else who cares a lot is Sean Doherty, who is the chairperson, Tommy, of Surfrider Foundation. He's on the line. Sean, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good, mate. You'll be pleased to know Loggy started putting on her wetsuit now, so by the
time
will actually have it on her person by the time we get out there.
Oh, that's good news.
I've pulled the shoulder out of the socket once. I won't be doing it again with the wetsuit. I'll have my partner down there to help me. But, yeah, 11:30, Cozy Corner, Torquay, this big paddle out. Why are we paddling out, Sean? Can you explain it in some layman's terms for us?
Sure, Loggy, no worries. Well, what's happening at the moment is there's a proposal being put forward by two multinational oil and gas companies to seismic blast an area. It's about 5.5 million hectares. It's almost the size of Tasmania. It stretches from northwest Tasmania all the way across the Victorian coast, almost to the South Australian border. It's one of the largest seismic blasting areas ever proposed to have a crack at. Now, this was put forward, you know, late last year. They put formal plans in. 30,000 people wrote in and formally opposed it. It's gone through the process. Apparently, a decision we're hearing is imminent, and it might not be good news we're hearing. So it's kind of got everyone really stirred up. This is a hugely damaging proposal, and we're really worried about what it might do to some of the most beautiful ocean in the country.
Sean, the idea that if this blast took place, and I think in some of your literature you say it's as loud as like an atomic bomb going off. If this blast took place in the middle of Tasmania and all of Tasmania was affected by it on land, we would be going bananas right across the whole world. But the fact that it's happening under the ocean and we're not going to hear it ourselves... It's almost like it's snuck through a bit for some people who aren't totally aware of it. I mean, this is completely unacceptable, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. You'd never get away with it on land, Lingy, for sure, because it's, you know, it's ranges between 220 and 250 dB. If you know anything about sound, like AC/DC live is about 110, like a jet line is about 110, and that's logarithmic from there. So the scale gets tighter as you get louder.
Mm. Exactly. And I think a lot of people don't even know that this is happening. So that's why we're talking about it. We're getting the word out. We're going to the paddle out. We're hoping that so many people will be down there. And down there we will go. I will be. You don't have to be a surfer. You can paddle out in a kayak. You can grab a boogie board. You can stay on the beach. I need a good sign though, Shauno. I saw a good one. I saw a good one on the web about, you know, seismic blast, get off my ass, and it was a picture of a whale with a big old ass on it. You know, Tom tried to help me think. What did you say? You're all being Moby Dicks about this.
Yeah.
What about
why are you such blast holes?
Yeah. Any of those work?
Yeah, I think we're running a comp actually to see, and I've already seen a whole heap of people getting busy on this. They're spending their weeks kind of planning. So I'm really interested to see what people come up with on Saturday morning. I don't know how G-rated some of it will be, but everyone's getting creative with it. And that's the beauty of these paddle outs, you know, like people kind of intrinsically think that, you know, it's environmental protest, it's going to be people chaining themselves for stuff. It's not. We're just paddling out. It's, you know, it's what we do every day. It's why people live on that coast. It's, you know, it's one of the best coasts to live on. You know, obviously there's great waves. But you know, it's to hand it over to the oil and gas industry when there's such strong community opposition to it is just crazy. And so we're out for a good time on Saturday. It's cozy corner. I don't, you know, it should be nice and safe. I think the weather's looking all right, and we're expecting a pretty big turnout.
Cozy Corner, which is Torquay Front Beach. For anyone who doesn't exactly know that, you can paddle out on anything, surfboards, kayaks, whatever you got, stand-up paddle boards.
You know.
just get out there and take part in it and make a pretty big statement.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we're expecting quite a crew. You know, we've had a couple in, you know, previous oil and gas kind of campaigns that, and it's, you know, there's a lot of strong feeling on the surf coast. That's the other thing. It's why people live on that coast. It's because of the beauty of it, and to see it now being developed, it's got a lot of people worried. So we're expecting, a pretty healthy crowd on Saturday.
There's also a paddle out party after the paddle out at Bells Beach Brewing in Torquay. Tickets $20. There's a raffle ticket for you in there as well. Live music from 5 p.m. You check it all out. It'll be up on our socials as well as Surf Rider Foundation, Ocean Climate Network, Ocean. There's a whole bunch of Instagrams you can check out to get all the information. Sean O, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Yeah, thanks, Loggie. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.